Sanctuary State, California to free illegal alien from prison after he killed two teens in drunk driving crash. By John Binder on April 23, 2025. The Sanctuary State of California is set to release from prison a twice deported illegal alien who was convicted of killing two American teenagers, 19-year-olds Anavar Falomieva and Nikolai Osikin, in a 2021 drunk driving crash. Varfalomieva and Osikin, who were dating, were killed in November 2021 in Orange County, California, by Ortega Anguiano, who was drunk, high, and driving 100 miles per hour on the 205 freeway at the time. The teens were burned alive in the crash. The following year, Ortega Anguiano was convicted on two counts of vehicular manslaughter while drunk and sentenced to just 10 years in prison for killing Varfalomieva and Osikin. Before the conviction, Ortega Anguiano already had numerous felony convictions and served time in California's state prison system. A new report from Fox News' Bill Mulligan reveals that California officials plan to release Ortega Anguiano from prison in July of this year, ensuring that he has served less than half of his sentence. The victims' families felt that was already a weak sentence, but they tell me they were notified by the CA Department of Corrections on Easter Sunday that Ortega Anguiano is scheduled for an early release on July 19, 2025, only a little more than 3 years into his sentence, leaving the victims' families shocked and outraged given the seriousness of the crime and his prior criminal history, Mulligan posted to X. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials have said that they will place a detainer on Ortega Anguiano. California Governor Gavin Newsom's, D. office wrote in an X post that state officials plan to turn Ortega Anguiano over to ICE agents upon his release from prison. United States Attorney for the Central District of California Bilal Essaily wrote in a post that his office plans to take custody of Ortega Anguiano and make sure he serves a long sentence in federal prison for immigration crimes. My office has filed a felony immigration charge against this defendant, Essaily wrote. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted for 8 U.S.C. 1326. If the state of California will not seek the full measure of justice against this individual, the Department of Justice will. Likewise, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called Ortega Anguiano's pending early release from prison absolutely unconscionable. What about justice for these teens? What about the rights of their parents? The Justice Department will work with ICE to make sure this illegal alien receives full punishment for his crimes, Bondi wrote. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.